Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Rebecca, did you hear the news?
Yeah.
Word games.
What? I don't know.
It's Word Games, the podcast. It's here now.
Oh.
And speaking of news, we're going to be playing a game called Man Bites Dog, the hilarious headline card game. And we're not actually going to play it like for points and everything, but we thought it might be kind of fun because the way that the game works is you have these cards with words on them. For example, this card says rescues. Another one says singer, general. So you have all these various words, and then you get dealt a hand. And over the course of the game, you have to try to assemble these cards into a headline, which may sound quite ridiculous.
Quite.
And they each have points on them, and so we may or may not, we probably won't add up the points since we're just kind of doing this to generate some funny headlines. But so that's the gist of it. So I'm going to kind of read the instructions as we go here, but the first instructions are to deal 5 cards to each player.
So we're dealing, I almost said shuffling. The last time we played this game, it was years and years and years and years ago. And again, like with everything we do, we have no idea how this is going to translate to the podcast.
I think so, you have 5 there, right?
I don't know.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is super entertaining material for them.
The Shuffle Podcast. Just 5 hours of shuffling.
Okay.
All right, so the dealer deals 5 cards to each player. Each player examines his or her hand and decides whether to discard any cards. The player to the dealer's left discards first. Players may discard up to 3 cards. The dealer replaces the cards that each player discarded, starting with the player on his or her left. I think this is so that, you know, if your cards don't really make sense as a headline, it kind of gives you a little bit of a chance to get some better cards. Then it says, after all players have had a chance to discard, the dealer lays down his or her best headline. The goal is to get the highest points, blah, blah, blah. So basically, so we'll kind of do the discard thing just to try to maximize the...
So here's my 2. I can discard 2?
Up to 3, yes. So you can do 2. Here's 2 new cards.
Thank you.
I think I'm good with what I have, actually.
I think yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait.
So the dealer is supposed to do his first, but you can go first. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. And wait, I just lay my cards out?
In order to make the the headline.
So the cards aren't super wonderful, but do you want me to speak it out as I'm laying it down?
Yeah.
All right, so the cards, out of the cards in my hand, this is the headline that I've come up with. Fans scam crazy lobbyist. 4 out of 5 cards.
Fans scam crazy lobbyist.
Yeah.
That's good. That's like
I mean, it's kind of like a good story, you know, like you, like it'd be entertaining.
Well, and it's like a lobbyist, like maybe they're kind of nefarious and so they're... So and obviously it's crazy.
I really want to know what the scam was. Like, what did they do? Like, and how many
probably
fans?
A pyramid scheme.
Oh, that's good. I can see it.
All right, you ready for mine?
I am so ready for yours.
Mine uses all of my cards.
Okay.
Killer wife hits blonde girl.
Wow. Yours really came through.
I know.
Killer wife hits blonde girl. What happened there?
Well, she wanted to kill her, but her gun was out of bullets, so she just ended up
hitting her. So she, like, hit her with the gun, maybe?
You could say killer girl hits blonde wife.
Oh, wow.
Or blonde girl hits
killer wife.
Blonde. Oh, no, wait. Blonde girl hits wife killer.
There's a lot of different ways you could go with this.
But okay, so if we were doing points, I would have 25 because blonde is 25, and then the rest are either 10 or 5. So 25, 35, 45, 50.
50, yeah, that's great. I would not have 50. I would have 10, 20, 30. 30 points.
What was the card that you didn't use?
DA. See, the problem too is, you know, you got to have the proper amount of verbs and nouns and tenses to make it all make sense, and I worked with what I had.
Okay, we'll do
maybe, this is fun.
Maybe two more rounds here.
Yeah. I also think it's kind of a fun little twist to try to come up with, like, the scenario that, like, the main story for the headline, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of a cool thing. Okay, picking up our cards. Thinking about them now. Again, 5 cards. What the heck?
All right, I'm going to trade in one card here.
Oh, I forgot I could do that. Okay, I'm trading in 2 cards. Could I have 2 cards, please? I hope these work.
Okay, and I guess while you're kind of looking at your cards there, I will put together my headline. I'm going to use all of my cards again.
Okay.
It's a little silly. But okay, so indicted Wall Street cop attacks thousands.
Oh my goodness.
I think the
what is going on there?
The Wall Street cop is a bit of a stretch, but I guess, you know, you have a cop who their beat is Wall Street or something. So
mm-hmm. Okay, that's very good. That's very good.
And he was indicted for stealing donuts.
But wait a minute. What exactly is a Wall Street cop? Is that just like a cop that?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like maybe just his beat is Wall
Street. Oh, you were saying that, and I was not listening because I was trying to think of my own headline. So glad we're up to speed now. Okay. Well, I hadn't really put together my headline yet, but that's fine. I don't want this one. This one's funnier. Okay. Okay. I'm only using 4 of my cards. Brave pundit nails general.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's a bit risque.
Very brave of him, indeed.
this is kind of a, I mean, we've never officially labeled it, but I mean, it's kind of a PG.
Oh, I just meant like he found something out and then brought the evidence and like, oh, I'm going to nail you.
I guess I have a dirty.
I'm just kidding. You can take it however you want to take it. I'm just spewing the facts here. There was a brave pundit and he nailed a general.
Well, you know, one thing in journalism that you have to be careful of with headlines is mm-hmm. you kind of have to have a little bit of a dirty mind because you could have an unintentional innuendo, and you need somebody who can recognize those so that you don't embarrass everybody at the paper.
Exactly. So consider this a lesson in headlines not to use.
Okay, let's do one more, and then we'll call it good.
Okay.
This is kind of funny. I don't know how well it works in the podcast format, but it was worth a shot. It was worth a little experiment.
Always worth the experiment. All right, going through our options now.
Okay, I'm getting pretty good ones.
I can't. Okay, that's great.
I'm gonna use all of mine again.
Are you gonna give out any of your cards? You said you're gonna use all of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna use all of them.
Dang. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just go. I'll figure out what I'm gonna do.
Okay, here's my headline. Dead actor saves angry lady.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dead actor saves angry lady. What happened?
And there's not, these points aren't, or these cards aren't worth a lot. They're all worth only five. So if we were doing it for points, it'd only be worth 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I don't know if there's a bonus if you use all your cards. There might be, but.
I don't know, but I want to know the situation. Can we talk about the situation that went on? The dead actor.
I think it's funny to see how, like, what other combinations you could do. Like, angry lady saves dead actor. Oh. Actor saves angry dead lady. Sorry if you can hear our cat is freaking out and running around, but he's just going off the rails.
He has a receipt for anyone who's wondering.
Yeah, if you know it's that old chestnut of no matter how much you spend buying your cat's toys from the store, they end up happiest with a receipt or a little piece of paper or a sock.
it's true. But Steve and I like your headline. I think that it brings up a lot of different thoughts.
It's a zombie actor.
Yeah, dead actor saves angry, but she was angry. Yeah. Maybe she didn't want to be saved.
She was trying to end it all, and he came and ruined her plan.
So. Yeah, okay. Well, this one doesn't quite make sense, and I might not have the faculties to make it make sense, but here's what I have. It's the last round. I'm going to use all my cards, figure out a way to make this make sense. First lady, drugs, romantic teen movie.
Doesn't quite make sense.
No, it does not.
I almost think it would make more sense if it was...
Teen... No.
Romantic teen first... movie, drugs, first lady, like oh, through, yeah. through the
through the power of romance, through the,
or like through the power of cinema.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Romantic teen movie, drugs, first lady.
But that's all of your cards, right?
I used all of my cards, and these were some whoppers in here. That's what 50, 75, 85 points.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If we were doing points. Thankfully, we're not.
There you go.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Wow. Another episode down.
Another episode down. Again, the name of the game is Man Bites Dog. If you're interested in checking this game out, it's from a company called University Games.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but they should be. University Games. If you're listening to this, hit us up.
What are the odds?
We have tens of listeners.
That might be generous.
All right. Well, that's all for this time. See you next time.
Bye.